Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Drive's busting this day open.
Busting wide the hell open, ain't it?
And we're telling them to bring it back.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is, Clint, it feels like we have an understanding of where the college football playoff will be. As the last regular season poll is put out by the committee, the only thing we have left this weekend, Clint, are the conference championship games, and now we're looking at potentially movement. We'll see what happens with Alabama as they'll play Georgia, BYU may have a chance to shake things up against Texas Tech. The ACC championship is a weird thing, but right now, Clint, it looks like it is pretty known right here. And the top 12 that they have right now, with teams like BYU, Miami, Texas behind them, those are the teams that are the first ones out. Clint, how much movement, when you look at where it looks like the bracket is right now, when it gets to Sunday and they unveil the brackets, do you anticipate much movement from the teams that we are looking at right now in the poll?
Not from the teams, no. I don't. I mean, look, all we can base it off of is what we've been told, which is conference championship games can only help you, not hurt you. And so I don't know how they would justify any level of movement. I mean, you've got Miami on the outside looking in that could potentially jump in some final rankings somehow, some way. You've got Texas, who is out there, who is an extreme long shot, but with that brand and in that positioning, could possibly jump in, and they may try to spin something. So you do have two powerhouse blue blood type logos that would sell, that would attract eyes. You do have them sitting just on the outside of this thing, but I don't see anything changing. I don't see anything changing at all.
Yeah, I think, as you put it, obviously BYU has the best shot because they can win the Big 12 championship. And we all believe Texas Tech, who's sitting at the four spot right now, will still get in if they happen to lose that. But outside of them, I think Miami is the one that you look at and say, all right, they can get in. I think the ship has sailed with Texas, as they are too far back with no other games left. But Miami, if Miami is anywhere close to Notre Dame, and it's between those two teams, it has to be Miami. It has to be Miami. They both have the same identical record. Both of them, you know, have, I'd say, two wins that are in this top 25. The only problem is one of them has a win in the top 25 over the other one.
Yep.
Right? One of them only has a top 10 win, and that is Miami. And if BYU loses, like many people expect, it is hard to think, all right, Miami and Notre Dame are going to be right next to each other in the poll, and you get Notre Dame in. and Miami out. I heard on First Take Shea, who was clearly, she's clearly a Notre Dame fan. Clearly. I know she's from Chicago. Clearly a Notre Dame fan. She just leaked. I mean, everybody would favor Notre Dame if those two teams played right now.
Well, hold on, what? Would we?
Yeah, I think that stemmed from my Alabama quarterback, all the college stuff.
Oh, Greg McElroy.
I heard him say that the only two teams that would be favored over Notre Dame, I think he said Ohio State and Indiana. Everybody else would be an underdog.
They lost at home to A&M. That's insane. Like, what are we talking about? We're saying it wouldn't include A&M in that? Like, it's just insane. So, yeah, that to me, that's the only real movement. Unless BYU messes it up. The real thing, I'll be honest with you, I am hoping for a lot of chaos on Saturday. Because I want to see the committee have to. First, I'm hoping Duke wins, and I want to see what they're going to do. Is the ACC just going to be left out? And then if the ACC is left out because you're not letting five lost Duke in, what is that going to mean? What's the other team that then gets in with them, with the next – you know, highest rated champion would get in over them. Would that be North Texas? Would that be, you know, we'll see. I'm looking to see that happen. And then I kind of want to see Alabama lose, because I want to see if the committee would dare to hold Alabama out because they have a third loss, and that third loss comes because they had to play in the conference championship game against a team that they already beat on the road. That's a top three team. I would love to see them, because all we've heard, right, is it cannot hurt you. It cannot hurt you. Conference championship games cannot hurt you. If they were to go out there and lose 35-10 the way that Texas lost to Georgia, I still don't think Alabama should be held out of it. Not if Oklahoma and not if a lot of these other two-loss teams are going to be in it, because they are only in it because they don't have an extra loss because they didn't play in a conference championship game. That part will be fascinating to me. And by the way, also, if Alabama wins, I wonder how far Georgia drops. Does Georgia drop into a space where they may not host a game? We just watched Texas A&M drop like hell.
Damn it.
When they lost to Texas. Then I would think if Georgia were to lose twice to Alabama, clearly they're going to drop below Alabama, who's at 9 right now. There is some interesting thing in seeding to me in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, the seeding could get real interesting, because Oregon would definitely jump into Georgia's spot, and then you've got Georgia and Alabama that aren't in the bottom. You know, it would get real interesting. You'd have three Big Ten teams in the getting byes, and Texas Tech, and a bunch of SEC action in that first round. So we'll see, man. We'll see how it all unfolds here.
Here's my impersonation of Longhorn fans on my Twitter timeline the last 24 hours.
5 o'clock fire.
I was about to say something nice about A&M, but I'll just keep it to myself.
I want you to talk about how disappointed you are now in these damn fans of the Longhorns whining and crying.
I was gonna say I think it's not a huge deal, but I think it's crazy that A&M is 7. That they dropped that far down after a road loss being 11. Like, it is crazy to me what's happened to them.
Oh, that's fat.
They're 11-0 rolling all the way through, and somehow they're not eligible to play in the SEC championship game because of some four-way weird tie situation in which they didn't lose to any of the teams that they were also tied with, but they can't play. And all the other teams lost to each other, but then they can't play in the SEC title game. And now we're going to sit here and believe that Oregon's better than them. Right, like it's just whatever. Anyhow, that is so weird that they dropped.
It's funny how
they dropped to 7.
The strength of schedule is what they lean on, right? And so it's just funny how certain things apply to certain schools. We talked about it, you know. Clearly, the eye test with Notre Dame is getting them the bid over some other folks, and it's probably going to continue. Clearly, head-to-head doesn't matter in that Notre Dame. And with A&M, I mean, you talk about the schedule, but it doesn't. That schedule doesn't matter with other teams, you know, and it never has for like Big Ten teams. Some Big Ten teams will get in, they'll have to play the worst schedule. Yeah, but the eye test, man, Ohio State or Michigan or so-and-so looks like the best team. It's just interesting how they pick and choose. I'll be honest with you. I mean, Ohio State, Indiana. I mean, if I'm just going off consistently the eye test all year long, consistently the eye test, A&M would be the third seed for me.
Gingham.
Yeah. And their schedule is.
And they just lost.
And their schedule is tighter. It's tougher than what Ohio State and Indiana went through. Like those two teams didn't even play great Big Ten schedules.
They didn't play each other.
No, they didn't play each other. Indiana didn't play Michigan. Indiana.
I think
State threw a wrench in it. But.
I mean, I think you'd be hard pressed to tell me that you don't believe A&M is up there with the like if there's two tiers in college football right now, you can't tell me A&M's not still viewed as the top tier.
I don't know how they dropped that hard. By the way, what is Penn State doing? By the way, Ellis, did they just get turned down by BYU? All right,
they did.
The BYU coach shot him down. Anyway. More money in it than anybody last year in NIL. All right, injury report is out with the Texans and the Chiefs, and these are for the Texans who did not participate, and I'll let you tell us, Clint, how concerned you are with these guys. Will Anderson, chest shoulder, didn't participate. Danico Autry with the knee, this seems to be weekly. Trent Brown with the broken finger, did not practice. Jamal Hill with the hamstring. Kamari Lassiter with the foot. Woody Marks with the ankle, and then Tim Settle with the foot as well, and then Azeez was limited with the knee injury in practice, but did get going. Of those guys, how many do you have real concern about that did not practice?
Well, none now that we've heard from D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah,
but as I look at that right there, Kamari Lassiter foot, Woody Marks, it's a foot. I'm pretty sure it's a foot, not an ankle. But the those two guys, the positions that they play and how violent they've got to be on their feet, and I don't know that there's a joint or a part of the body that takes more, just more of a beating than your feet, ankle, knees, lower leg type deal. Kamari Lassiter and Woody Marks, I'm worried about them too. But then when D'Amico spoke, he said, hey, no, we ain't worried about them. We'll be good. They'll be good to go. We'll see how the week goes. They'll be good to go. They'll be there. So he made me feel a lot better about those guys. Those are really the two that stuck out to me.
We'll take a look. Hopefully it is a better situation. They're in a better situation right now than the Chiefs. We'll talk about their injury reports. They just had to put a starting offensive lineman on IR earlier today and had a lot of other guys missing as well. So Woody Marks the one to really watch. We'll see. We'll see if he doesn't go tomorrow, then I think that he's being a little coy with that.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, some NBA news. The Rockets. By the way, they get the Kings tonight. There's a lot of, like, when you talk about tiers, there's a small tier in the NBA of teams, and then after that, there's a lot of teams where, like, it looks like. Nightly, it seems like the Rockets are playing a lot of teams that you just don't feel like are on their level. Because I just think there are a lot of teams in the league that don't feel like – I mean, there's a lot of Kings, the Jazz, the Grizzlies. Like, a lot of these teams, it seems like the bubble of teams that you think can really win a championship has shrunk even more than it has in the past couple of years. Luckily, the Rockets, I think, are still one of those teams. They're a 15.5-point favorite tonight, so check out T-Mill's Best Bets a little bit later on. You might see something. I think even bigger news in the NBA, and I think the Rockets are a team, and this is going across on ESPN right now. It broke earlier today, is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Damn it. I had confidence.
I was so confident in you, too.
So much Antetokounmpo, something like that, close in there.
That's right.
Giannis.
Strong approach. Work on the dismount.
I had it. I thought about it.
It's
what happened. But Giannis has people are saying requested a trade. This was something that was talking about in the offseason, but more so from Shams, that he is discussing his future. Justin, Giannis, and his agent have started conversation with the Bucks about the two-time MVP and discussing whether his best fits are staying or elsewhere. A resolution is expected in the coming weeks. So a lot of people feel like this means there's a spot for him to move on. Reports also that the Knicks, of course, have emerged as the only team that Giannis has expressed interest in going to over the summer. So it looks like Giannis could be going. We also know the Rockets were heavily involved in talks about Giannis potentially moving on. It looks like he won't be with the Bucks anymore. I don't think the Rockets are going to jump in on that, although they would probably have the ammo that the Bucks would like in terms of young players. But it looks like Giannis may be on the move.
Yeah, it's the yearly or monthly Giannis report here. It just seems like of late, man. Every time you look up, he's unhappy in Milwaukee, and I mean they done fired coaches, they done brought people in and out, and it hadn't worked out, and maybe time for old Giannis, the Greek freak, to get up out of small Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, it feels like it's time.
Made for a bigger market team anyway.
It just seems like they have tried to kind of put the right pieces around him, but I just think with all the things they've done, now he's been a part of it with the moves they tried to make to help. They're just not in a space right now where they're ready to compete, and he's starting to cross that 30 threshold where, hey man, he ain't just got a couple years to kill anymore. He's got to do some things. So. Giannis could be on the move. It'll be interesting where he goes because that could kind of change the whole way the NBA season goes the rest of the way. All right, coming up, let's finish that kind of conversation that we talked to Brandon about that then went through the break that got us in here late. CJ Stroud, D'Amico talked about the juggling act that he has to me with this team. Make plays, but also play to the strength of the team. We'll discuss that with CJ.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Drill coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Text line coming through, Tyler. Ron should have to wear Texans gear for a week if the Chiefs lose. Well, see,
I was trying to think something up. Maybe we could wager.
No, not with some of the sensitive people that we have here in our audience, because you wouldn't be able to handle me wearing Chief stuff. I'm not saying you. There are many people who would then start writing in letters and calling my boss, telling him to go home. Why do we have these people on here? But you want me to wear something that they lose?
Sensitive.
I would.
Shout out Major Payne.
I don't know. I thought about it this week. I thought about really going all the way heel in.
I mean, I can't. That's your team. Do it.
And I know I got to make decisions for the group.
I mean, but now you're. I mean, we're saying it in the mic, so you might as well do it.
I gotta make decisions for the group. But nah, man. If y'all wasn't so, if some of y'all wasn't so sensitive, not all of you, I may agree to that. But nah, y'all start crying. By the way, coming up tomorrow, we'll not be wearing, I don't know what I'll be wearing tomorrow, but we will be out at Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Bud Light. Good food, good drinks, getting you ready for this game. And you should come out. We'll be in Spring. That is the latest location here is Spring. It'll be a good time out here tomorrow. Is a little thirsty Thursday action. And we've had a couple of, as Tyler said earlier, a couple of wet Wednesdays. But back on the Thursdays. Back on the Thursday action. And it should be a great time out there. So come on out to Spring with us. As the drive will be live. I do apologize. I know Tyler was out there this week. Hell, I don't know. Maybe he might come out again. I don't know. Tyler was out there last week. Had maybe a great time. Standing on tables, really getting the crowd involved. But he won't be out there.
Took my shirt off.
I don't think he did. I don't think he went.
No, I didn't. I'm just kidding.
I don't know if he went Ben McDaniel. McDaniels taking his shirt off, but
he did a good job. You'd have been proud of him.
I know he did. I mean, I don't know if he was Osita, but I think he did a hell of a job.
That's fair.
Just a quick shout. I had.
He didn't even do it.
I know he didn't.
He didn't even do the giveaway. By the way, he ran from it.
Grand Parkway. That is the location, 6825 North Grand Parkway in Spring. So come hang out with us on a little thirsty Thursday. All right, Clint, I think it is a juggling act to me with C.J. Stroud. And I thought when D'Amico was talking about, hey, man, this is something I love the growth that we're seeing from C.J. Stroud, and I agree with him. He talked about this after the Colts game. He talked about the growth of C.J. Stroud. And, Clint, I just think, as we talked about a little bit earlier, there's a juggling act that I don't envy him, man. It's hard to pick and choose. And when you're that young and when you are contract year potentially coming up, there's a lot in your mind of the times to pick and choose. I don't think it's selfish. I think it's just pick and choose what is best for the team. And I think both moves. But this was D'Amico after the game talking about the growth of CJ, and I think this is, to me, the juggling act that he has moving forward, specifically the way this team is built.
I thought CJ's first game back, he stepped in, did some really, good things with the football, finding a lot of different receivers. He did a really nice job of managing the game. Like I said yesterday, there's some throws he probably won't back. And there's also the rust from being out for 3 weeks. That happens. But I felt like he also grew in a sense. So he had some, as I call them, sack saver plays where the defender is on him and he just dirted the ball. Like he's growing, he's making good decisions, and he's continuing to progress and get better. So I'm excited for where he started, and now looking forward to this next week to see how much of a step he can take.
Yeah, I'm with him. There were plays in that game and similar times, right? Similar type of things, right? And B. Scott brought it up earlier. There was a play in the game where they go bootleg Clint. He gets immediate pressure, and he is able to make a throw that not many quarterbacks in the league pinpoint accurate right to the tight end that not only saved a sack but also got a first down, right? That you would hope, boy, please at least just throw it away, don't give us a sack. And then other times where it was the same thing that happened, my man just threw it right into the ground and didn't even risk it at all. I just think, Clint, especially in the playoffs, especially when you play better teams, especially when you play offenses that are going to be able to do more against your defense than normal teams will. And I think this may be an example of a game coming up on Sunday. I just think there's got to be some thought of like, all right, I know I need to protect the football and be smart with my defense and play towards my defense, but I also got to make some plays. And I think that is something that he's got to juggle the rest of the way as these games get more and more important.
Well, he's definitely got to juggle it. He's got to manage it. You know, I think this offense commands a quarterback to do one thing for sure, which is minimize risk and manage situations. You know, manage down and distance. Make smart decisions based on what you did the previous play, based on the down and distance. You know, I think there's always the pressure for quarterbacks to do these things, and just generally speaking, being successful in football, the college level, pro level. But I think this offense asks the quarterback to make it a priority. Ask a quarterback to make it a priority to a point where I think they harp on you can't overcome it. You can't overcome getting behind the chains. You can't overcome turning over the football. You can't overturn, you know, drive stalling, in the first half. These are all – we've got to play a certain brand of ball, which is minimize the risk type of offense. We got to play that until the game dictates we do otherwise. And I just believe that every single game, no matter who the opponent is, I think the game is going to have to dictate CJ putting a cape on. We saw Davis do it down 19 or 20 or whatever it was in the fourth quarter, 18 in the fourth quarter, whatever the hell it was.
Demo
game dictated that.
I don't think he got to wear it the whole time.
I think maybe a couple of times
where he throws that puppy on a little bit, you know, on a key third down or something like that. Listen, the way this offensive line is setting up for the Chiefs, 15 might have to live in that puppy. He may have to wear it the whole way. We've watched Josh have to wear it the whole way. I'm not saying he's got to do that, but I don't know. I think maybe there's certain games where you're like, all right, I'll just completely play towards my defense, and I'm not even going to take any chances because Cam Ward can't score enough points. We got enough points. I wonder if that's something, at least in his mind, of what do I do here? What do I do here?
I think the level of success, the way this team is built right now, the level of success they're going to have is going to be dictated by C.J. Stroud. I would argue keeping that out of his mind. Of doing, like, until the moment literally hits you in the face and it's like, all right, CJ, this is what we paid you the money for. Until that moment hits, he's got to stay in that ultra conservative. Now, I'm not saying you don't take any risk. I mean, if you come to the line of scrimmage and you see Nico in a certain look you like, hey, man, hold the ball a little bit longer. Hey, throw the low percentage ball. Now, if you miss that or if you get sacked, we got to be able to trust the next play. You're not going to come up there and throw a damn go route again just because they go press man. We got to trust that you're going to be able to go out there and go, okay, let's manage this situation.
He did that one time against Seattle, Clint.
No, they threw the fade four straight plays.
I know. One right? time.
But that's literally what it's about. Like, we got to be able to trust that if you take that risk, that then you come back and you get us back into a down and distance that we can overcome. In this system, that's the trick to playing quarterback. It's not about how high your ceiling is and how many plays you can make.
I mean, guy throws four fades in a row one time.
Hell with it, baby. Let's ride.
All right, coming up, we'll get T Mills' best bets. I see Larry and Stafford. He wants to jump in on this. We'll take some calls here. 713-572-4610. Get you in. And the injury news is much, much bigger for the Chiefs in this game. And we'll explain. They are in a really tough place that could get worse and worse by the week.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
As I said in the last segment, remember, coming up tomorrow, we will be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Spring. Come hang out with us tomorrow for a little Thirsty Thursday. We certainly don't come empty-handed. Got a chance to win some prizes and have some good food, good drink, courtesy of our good friends at Bud Light Buffalo Wild Wings. Come on out to the Spring location as we'll hang out and have a little Thirsty Thursday. Coming up also behind us, the general manager, Nick Caserio, will be live. Texans All Access right when we get done, so stay tuned for that. And in Area 45, they've got you a little later on, 8 to midnight. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton will hold it down, so stay tuned for that. Team Hill's best bets are coming up as he had a much, much better day yesterday. 4 for 5, baby. There you go.
Made it.
There you go. Went with the obscure players, too, so proud of you. Good for you, man. Went after it. So
thanks,
he's
dude.
Rolling. Got past that 0-for-4 on Monday, and now he's back on it in the green, trying to get in the green for the overall week. So that's coming up as well. All right, let me go to Larry, because I know Larry will agree with me. I know Larry, CJ got to make some plays this week.
No, I'm not finna agree with your ass. So, Clint, let me ask you something. When you watch the game when the Texans just won with CJ at quarterback, being back in his first game back, right? Mm-hmm. Did you notice how calm CJ's feet were in that game versus how he was earlier in the season? Like, he was setting up in a pocket, and then his back foot would hit, ball is gone, Nico is eating, all his wide receivers, Higgins. Did you notice how calm he was in the pocket?
Yeah, I would say that he was much calmer in the pocket. The times that he got happy was when the times you could tell he was struggling to find something or panicking a little bit. It wasn't a problem throughout. Yeah, I would say it was better. Yes.
And with it looking better, the only issue that I continue to find with CJ is that he drifts back in the pocket instead of stepping forward in the pocket, turning sacks into these huge losses. I think once he gets that figured out, CJ Stroud is going to just move on up the chain in terms of the kind of skills that he has at quarterback. What CJ Stroud don't need to be is Pat Mahomes this week. Because Pat Mahomes is going to go into that line with a group of cheeseburger-eating backup linemen who has to face Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, and Aziz and all them boys who are going to try to drive Pat ass into the dirt. All CJ has to do is do what he's been doing. Give me 20 points, and let's chase Pat Mahomes' ass around that stadium so that him and Taylor Swift and all of them can go get that old nasty-ass barbecue in KC and get the hell out of the way. But, Clint, I got to get you out the way, and I got to deal with these old sorry-ass Aggies. You know, here's the thing. I heard my dog, T-Mail, who, happy belated birthday, my guy, come on this airway talking about all the whining Texas Longhorn fans and all this other stuff, yet I am still confused as to why you thought that the Aggies, who have never been anything that the Longhorns even considered much of a threat this season for sure, why you think that the Aggies are so much better. Here's what I would say to all of that foolishness. Y'all went to Notre Dame and won by 1 point. And then before you was playing Notre Dame, you played some school called Utah State or something. And then you bring your ass into DKR, and then you get beat by 2 scores by the Longhorns. And yet,
don't forget we beat Florida somewhere in there, too.
Yeah, you beat Florida, but you also barely beat Arkansas. So these are the things that we have to continuously talk about that doesn't make sense. But I would say this to all these Aggie fans. I understand how important the Dixie Chicken and Northgate and all that maroon is to you. But when you have male cheerleaders trying to cheer you on, your ass is going to always be little brother to us, man.
I'll tell you what,
you don't think the Horns are going to get in, but I'll tell you what, if they don't get in, I'll buy you a new pair of them Sidewinders in our hall.
Hey, go get the money, because you a fool if you think they're going to get in. Listen, I know you hurt.
Man, pull up at Nike.com over and send me that link.
Hey, I know you hurting, man. That's all right.
Your heart will go on.
You know when I knew you was hurting? When you had to resort to the male cheerleaders. I knew you was over there hurting, Larry. I know it. You know it. You look at that team. Now, you know good and hell over there. You know sports, Larry. You know you can't go over there and say you barely beat who'd he say? Texas A&M barely beat Arkansas.
Yeah.
You in double overtime with Kentucky. Well, like you almost fought it with teams that are firing coaches. What are you talking about? My man over there hurting. Hey, man, y'all got three losses. It's over. You sitting
maybe
at 13. My man sitting there at 13 with three teams, three or four teams he got to climb that don't play either. He thinks Texas got.
Maybe if Texas had only barely lost to Georgia, I just you'd be sitting in a better spot, but you got your ass.
Hey, Larry, if you want to buy me a pair of shoes, just tell me, man. You can buy me a pair of shoes. You ain't got to say that delusional stuff.
Get you some maroon Air Maxes.
Hey man, Larry, you can host the show on Monday. If they get to the, it'd be Clint and Tyler, right? Clint, Tyler, and Larry. You can host the show on Monday if they get in.
Which end was he looking from?
Out of here. Yeah, you're okay, Parker. I have a chance in hell. Hey, 11.5 though, with Nikes, they run a little tight. Everything else, maybe roll into some 11.
Hey man, get that Nike.com open over there, man. Send that link. They send nice little links, man.
Hey, I love it, boy. He forgot about that UTEP game, didn't he? Forgot about how tight that sucker was.
Third quarter tight.
Oh, boy.
I just, UT fans, I'm not going to lie to you. They have pushed me to, they've really annoyed me this week.
A lot of crying the last 24 hours, man.
I'm not
going to
lie. Now,
man,
listen, A&M fans have annoyed me. Previously,
we already talked about that yesterday.
I'm talking about even years before, the disrespect that you all give to Kellen Mond, who has just done nothing but give his best to that university, is sad. But I mean, Texas fans thought they were going to do something unprecedented, be the first three loss at large team to ever get in. You got, like, if you're gonna be that. You can't have loss on the schedule to a team that won four games and fired the coach in the middle of the season. Mm. You can't like that. That's a
toughie.
That's not going to be the first one to get in with three losses. Alabama, have two losses, have to play in the SEC championship game, have to play Georgia, who you already beat on the road. Now, that seems like a team that you could see break a precedent. Not a team lost three losses in the regular season, Florida. That's all right. Go ahead, guys. Calm down now. I'd be so annoying. All right. T-Mill's best bets. By the way, a little update injury-wise with the Chiefs, Clint. I think their offensive line, and Larry is right on that. I don't know if those guys just eat cheeseburgers. But they're going to have some problems potentially. We know for a fact they're going to be out without their left tackle. They had to put on IR with wrist surgery in Josh Simmons. And they are potentially going to be out their right guard, Trey Smith, and also Juwan Taylor. Their right tackle has a triceps issue, Trey Smith ankle issues. They could be without three starting linemen. And at least two of them are major drop-offs to the starters. So that's the worst thing you want, as he said, facing the defensive line that they can throw to you, right? Denico Autry, Barnett, those aren't slouches either. They can give these guys hell also. So we'll look at the rest of the week for the Chiefs, but they are not in an ideal situation with their offensive line health
yeah,
right
the, now. The Chiefs injury report, the weather, yeah, I think those are a couple of things outside of obviously football X's and O's. Those two things right there are going to be things to watch moving forward. I firmly believe that the weather. I know I'm not going to sit here and act like it's amputate feet type weather, but for a team that plays indoors, I think it's going to be, the weather will be a factor on Sunday Night Football in Kansas City. You just showed me a picture of them shoveling damn snow off the practice field just to get practice in today.
Yeah, father-in-law was banging out the shovel the other day.
Yeah, yeah. Man. So I think that is going to be something to watch. Not that, I mean, look, both teams have to play in it. It could bode well for the Texans given how good this defense is. We'll see. But those are things to keep an eye on. I think that injury report for the Kansas City Chiefs is definitely one, given that it's their offensive line versus our strength, which is our pass rush. Look out.
Yeah. Text line coming in. Texas lost to two playoff teams. Who did A&M play? Just go check out the schedule, champ.
It's all there for you.
See if you can find out. See if you can find a team that has a single digit next to theirs.
Crying their little eyes out.
On the road.
I didn't know cows could cry. Come on, guys.
What are we doing here? All right, T-Mill's best bets. Let's take a look at it. 4 for 5 last night again. If you need to look at these bets again, go ahead to at T-Mill Real Deal, and you can find those bets. What you got tonight?
Yeah, after that awful, awful Monday start, we went bigger. 5 bets. Hit 4 of them things. Let's do it again tonight. NBA action, including your Houston Rockets. First, I'm on the LA Clippers, plus 3.5 points tonight in Atlanta, taking on the Hawks. Up next for you, I got an under. The San Antonio Spurs, they are in Florida facing off of the Magic this evening. I'm on under 236 points in that one. I'm on an over. Next up, your third pick, Pistons at Bucks, over 230. Probably my favorite bet on the board tonight. Alpi, hometown kid, the big awkward fella that we all love. He said, Houston fans, I'm so happy. And we will be when we win this bet. Alpi over 22.5 points tonight. And then a fella that we won money with last night, the Portland guard. Shea Sharp, baby. Going back to that well. I mean, I was thirsty. He quenched it. But now I'm thirsty again for some more cash. So we're going to follow that one and go with Sharp. And the Portland Trail Blazers over 17.5 points tonight in his game. Those are your 5 best bets. If you missed any, like Show said, check out the Twitter.
Like the Clippers one, and maybe everybody can take a deep breath now that Chris Paul is out of there. If he wasn't on speaking terms with the head coach and Tyronn Lue, I'm guessing maybe the tension was rolling in that locker room.
Well, I'm just now realizing the Clippers are at Atlanta, so the GM flying to Atlanta was where the Clippers already were.
Yeah, when they told him to go ahead and go home.
But the GM had to fly all the way there to do it.
Yeah,
Lawrence the coach Frank. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, because they're not talking. They might fight. When I hear that, those knowing those two, Tyronn Lue, shout out, Raytown High School, Kansas City kid. A little bit of a fighter. A little bit of a fighter.
Drama.
Yeah. So that I like that one. I like Shingun. That's a good one tonight against against the hell do they play?
The
Kings. The Kings. Sabonis may give him a little bit of problems, but he has been able to dominate his matchups for most nights. So like that one as well for Shingun. Coming up behind us, remember Texans All Access General Manager Nick Caserio. Tomorrow, come out with us. Buffalo Wild Wings in spring, 2-6. The Drive will be live on the road. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to B. Scott. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
Hey, Houston fans. I am so happy.
Longhorn Nation, we're back.